Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! I shoot flamingos in a fruit fight!
Indeed, it is a tropical hot dog night on this July 9th. Welcome, everybody. There goes the neighborhood, and I guess I have to do this now. Go! Okay, it's over. The World Cup is done. You know, it's funny. A month ago, I had absolutely no interest in soccer, in the World Cup, in any of it. And then I'd gone on vacation and had this big TV in the hotel room in Canada, and just flipping through the dial, and because it was on this big screen, soccer looked a lot cooler than it does even on like a 13-inch or a 15-inch set, just because you can actually see the players and a little bit of the faces and their footwork. On a smaller screen, it's just these kind of little dots in uniform running across the screen and kicking the ball. So anyway, congratulations to Italy for knocking the heck out of France. I really thought that both France and Italy would surrender and the Germans would just march in. That's kind of what they're used to. But anyway, we are marching into this edition, the 179th edition of Dave's Gone By, called Blue Monday. And I will explain why in just a moment or two. But I want to thank, first of all, the sponsors who make this show possible. Hewlett Minuteman Press, who are the copy kings of the South Shore. Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, for all your off-Broadway and Broadway and off-off-Broadway information. Also, cabaret, opera, and dance. You'll hear more about that in a little bit. MortgagesRock.com. They are the place to find out about not just getting a mortgage, but being able to help people that you know get funding for mortgages, or to get college loans, or to refinance a house or buy a new house, all sorts of stuff. MortgagesRock.com teaches you how to help them. It's basically all paperwork, and the more that you do, the more commission you can earn. And it's not just a website. There's actual office with people whom you can call or visit. They'll help you learn the ropes of being a mortgage broker. Licensed in New York State, MortgagesRock.com, because making money never sounded so good. And speaking of good sounds, just got to remind you, as always, to listen on Wednesday nights to Joyce Keller. She does her psychic show, has been doing it for years and years and years, and still doing it, and she's a supporter of this show. So that is Wednesday night at 11 on this station, WGBB. And also listen to a couple of shows by my good friend Vic Fusco, who airs two shows on Sunday nights at 6 and at 9. One of them is a country music show. One of them is a swing music show. I think the swing show played at 9. I can't even keep them straight, but if you like that kind of music, then definitely give Vic's stuff a listen. Now, on to what we're talking about today. Now, at the end of the show, last 10 or 15 minutes or so, I'll be talking about a little bit of sad news, the fact that lost a couple of fairly cool and good arts people in the past week or so. Jan Murray, the comedian, died last week, as did Lloyd Richards, the very influential director. He wasn't actually a playwright, but he was a director and an artistic director and a real important person in the theater. And I don't know if enough attention was paid to his passing. They were both in their late 80s, so it's not as if, you know, big old shock. But we want to talk a little bit about them. But most of this show is going to be taken up in a bluesy kind of way. And let me explain. Let me mention that over the past couple of weeks, I've had a guest host here, Jeff Goodman, good friend of the show. He's been on a bunch of times. And recently he's been coming in because we had also the 10 o'clock hour for a while. May have that back in a bit, but at the moment, no. We're just on from 11 till midnight. So, c'est la vie. Jeff will probably stop in later in the broadcast. I asked him especially to come and talk about Jan Murray and Lloyd Richards. So, if you miss him, sorry, but he may well be here later in the show. Anyway, blues. Because I've been making friends and contacts and stuff like that with a station even further out on Long Island than WGBB is. I mean, technically the tower for this radio station is in Freeport, New York, which is right in the middle of the South Shore near Queens. But really, where it all happens, the office and the microphones in the studio, are out in Babylon. Well, another 40 minutes or so out from Babylon, there's a station at Stony Brook University, WUSB. And that's a very cool station. It's one of the very few in the country still at this point that can bill itself as freeform radio. Now, if you've heard my show over the past 3.5 years, you've heard me talk sometimes about a station in New Jersey called WFMU. And that's a real freeform thing. It's not college-affiliated, totally member-supported and donor-supported. And it's music-related, but they really let the DJs play stuff that's totally far-field and all different kinds of genres. And FMU does a lot of the same thing, even though they're allied with a university. And it's very cool because there are some college stations that are basically professional radio stations, and they're under the auspices of college and nonprofit, which is great. They make great radio, things like WFUV and KCR. Only problem is half the DJs on there are professional, longtime people who were working in commercial radio for 20 to 30 years, and then, you know, radio changed and got really stinky, and they had no place to go when everything became formatted and out of one office building out in Texas. So they moved to the college circuit, which is fine, except for all these students going to these universities who should be getting on the air and getting training, and instead, maybe, yes, they get to learn, they do internships and help and maybe do the weather, but they rarely get to do shows, although some of these colleges have, like, a little AM band that plays just for the university while their FM band goes out to the public. And then there are other colleges that really do have an educational component. But FMU is the coolest because, USB is the coolest because it's student-run. The program director is a student, has to be. That's in the charter. And they try and cram the schedule with as many students as they can, doing all kinds of different music and fun programming, and they also let the community get involved. So it's mostly students, but there's also people who've been at that station, full-grown people, not necessarily some of them even doing stuff on commercial radio as well, but they love the freedom that USB allows them, and they've been there for 25, 30 years. Anyway, I've gotten involved in that station a bit, and finally going to get myself on the air tomorrow night, Monday night, as part of their Blues Marathon. They have these marathons a few times a year. They've had a Zappathon of Frank Zappa music, a Latin music-a-thon, a Elvis Costello-thon, of varying lengths. Some are just 12 hours. Some go on for days. There was just a reggae marathon over the July 4th weekend because they thought that was really cool music for barbecues and that kind of summery event. Well, now, for the past couple of days, they've been doing an all-blues marathon, new and old, and live studio performances, and I think there's some blues festival out on Long Island. So I put in my thing. I said, hey, look, I want to play what my idea of the blues is. I want to play old and new and some of my original compositions. Some eyebrows went up. But they said yes. So tomorrow night, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, Eastern Time, if you're listening on the Internet. And yes, that station is also listenable on the Internet. Just go to WUSB.FM. WUSB.FM. And you'll hear me for 2 hours doing less talking than I'm doing now and playing a lot more music, including one blues song that's quite near and dear to my heart. It's one that I wrote and sang. Please excuse the horrible guitar playing. Can't do anything about that. That's just me. Here's the White Jew Blues.
Well, I woke up this morning, started paying my dues. Well, I woke up in the morning, started paying my dues. Got an erotic disposition, and Lord, I got those White Jew Blues. I'm a white blues singer, I'm a joke to all my peers. I'm a white blues singer, I'm a joke to all my peers. Never been to any crossroads, and my guitar comes from Sears. Whoa, I'm so lonesome, all my friends are gone. Well, I'm so lonesome, all my friends have gone. They hopped a midnight train to Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. Oy vey. Got a girl named Myra, cannot get her into bed. I got a gal named Myra, cannot get that bitch in bed. Give her tons and tons of jewelry, and she don't even give me nothing. I got an Irish girl too, she's as cold as ice. I got an Irish girl too, she's as cold as ice. But her dad's an anti-Semite and her mom says, I killed Christ. Oy vey, oy vey. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, God. Well, I'm staunchly pro-Israel, but I'm terrified of blacks. Well, I'm staunchly pro-Israel, but I'm terrified of blacks. Is it really any wonder that you never see a Jew relax? Well, this world is my Goliath, but you know I'm bound to lose. Well, this world is my Goliath, but you know I'm bound to lose. I'm just another in a long line of angry, horny, hateful, bitter Jews.
Broadway, off-Broadway, cabaret. These are magical words conjuring up a universe of great entertainment. If you want to know everything about what's happening on the stages of New York, get Performing Arts Insider magazine. For 61 years, Performing Arts Insider has been a bible of the industry. When are shows opening and closing? What are they about? Who's in the cast? Designers, writers, composers, and contacts for producers and managers, box office info, parental guides, everything you need to know if you care about theater, opera, cabaret, and dance. As the chief editor of Backstage put it, Performing Arts Insider is who, what, where, and when. All the facts at your fingertips. For more information, to subscribe or get a sample issue, call 516-295-1511 or go to performingartsinsider.com. Dave's Gone By listeners know I love a good play on words, but let me say a good word on plays. My plays, collected in a lovely book called Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World. Comedies that range from strange to deranged, from sad to satirical, fun, and unmistakably Dave. Just $20 hardcover, $12 soft. Put down that crappy bestseller and pick up some laughs. 516-295-1511 or davesgoneby.org for Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World.
Why can't I be good?
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By, and we are being good with the blues. I don't know if you think my music is good. You'll hear a bit more of it on this episode of the show, as well as tomorrow night, really pushing that, on WUSBFM 90.1 in Stony Brook, New York, and also listenable on the web at WUSB.FM, just like you can listen to this radio station on the internet at AM1240WGBB.com. You can listen to WUSB if you're not in their FM signal range. So, yes, I'm going to be part of their Blues Marathon and excited about it, even though, you know, to me, any one music form for like 4 days in a row, no matter how varied or cool, unless it's so generic like rock and roll or jazz, is going to be a bit much. Because if you think about it, or I was thinking about it, the blues tends to have a certain sameness about it. It's like that great sketch they used to do on In Living Color, where they had the really old blues guy and sit there and no matter what he talked about, any subject that popped into his head, he at some point had written a song about. And it was essentially the same song with a different line or two and maybe a little tag at the end. You know, I'm looking here at like a cassette recorder. And it's like, I wrote a song about that. Want to hear it? Here it go. Oh, I had a cassette recorder. Yeah, and he would just launch into it. And then the cool part of the sketch was that it also ended up insulting somebody, which was kind of neat. And I guess I do feel that way about the blues after a while. It's kind of that same bar structure. And yet, in pulling out CDs I'm going to play tomorrow and one or two today, and in writing a couple of blues songs or going through a couple of the ones that I've written over the past few years, I realized that there is some variance and there's a lot you can do with it. And, in fact, I have a certain closeness for the form because the first song I ever wrote as a grown-up, well, an older teenager anyway, was a blues number. What happened was friends of mine were in a band, and one of them came up with an idea for a song, and just sort of had the idea or a line or two. It was a blues form, and I said, wow, that's kind of cool. Do you mind if I go and write, you know, work on this? And he said, sure, and I had this inspiration, ran, started writing a half hour. I called him back and said, I got the song. And it became a signature song of the band. Band at that point was called the Fishheads, because the spiritual guider of the band was a fellow named Stephen Fish. And he's perfectly well and alive. And so that not only gave the band a certain spark and had their, you know, was kind of a signature number for all of us, it also set me on a jag that had me writing song after song after song. It unblocked something or loosened up something in me, rather appropriately, considering the subject matter of the tune. In fact, let me let the song speak for itself. Here's, once again, yours truly with a little blues number for you. This is a song about enemas. They keep you regular. They're real good for you, but not so good for me. My baby went and left me. She's gone without a doubt. But even worse than that, you know she really cleaned me out. I got the enema blues ever since we've been apart. You know, she flushed out my whole life, and now she's trying to flush out my heart. You know that I was good to her, I never treat her mean. We both took the plunge, and now she's flushed me clean. I got the enema blues ever since we've been apart. You know, she flushed out my whole life, and now she's trying to flush out my heart. I caught her with a sailor, which wasn't very sweet. Now I'm holding the bag while she's off with the fleet. I got the enema blues ever since we've been apart. You know, she flushed out my whole life, and now she's trying to flush out my heart. She ran off with my bowling shoes, my car, my house, and my kid. I told her, blow it out my ass, and that's exactly what she did. I got the enema blues ever since we've been apart. You know, she flushed out my whole life, and now she's trying to flush out my heart. I got the enema blues ever since we've been apart, baby. Flushed out my whole life, but now she's trying to flush out my heart.
I'm a brat domain. Thank you.
That, of course, is Howlin' Wolf. What an amazing voice. Yeah, Backdoor Man, which, of course, I put back to back or cheek to cheek with the Enema Blues by someone who wishes he really sang like Howlin' Wolf. And I'll be playing some Howlin' Wolf. I'll be playing really kind of stuff like that. I mean, I think I've got some Blind Willie Johnson. I'm not playing any Robert Johnson. I think that's a little too obvious. But tomorrow on the WUSB Marathon, also going, I was going to play some Johnny Cash, but then I was doing the list and ran out of time for it. But everything from Lucinda Williams to, I think I'm playing some Randy Newman, I'm going to play some Neil Young, Bob Dylan, of course, as well as who people that we would expect to be in a blues marathon. So definitely check it out, 6 to 8 tomorrow night. I'm sorry to make this kind of seem like an infomercial for a show tomorrow night on another radio station. But I'm just so excited about it, and I think it's going to be a great show. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be learning the ropes because I haven't done a live broadcast there at all. So, and it's like here. It's one of these really rinky-dink rundowns. Some of the equipment there is actually older and funkier than it is at GVB, if you can believe it. We actually have some halfway new equipment here. They're, you know, they just got a capitalization fund, so they'll be updating that in about a year or so, but we're still, you know, this doesn't work and that knob doesn't work, and this one sort of works sometime if you pray properly to the right God, and then, you know, the circuit is connected. But it's a cool radio station. Something about that, just the fact that it's so wild and really kind of backroom funky, is also neat about the station. So again, WUSB FM 90.1 tomorrow night for their Blues Marathon, which you can tune in anytime. I mean, you can tune in right after my show tonight if you want to, because it's going all the way, and I'm the second to last person. I don't know if that's what that means. I'm sort of the setup guy for the climax. I'm the fluffer of the Blues Marathon, because I come in from 6 to 8, and then from 8 to 10 or 8 to midnight, they finish it off, and that's the end of it. So if you like blues, or even if you don't, check it out tomorrow night. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to do, and this is really special, and I know nobody else will be playing this for the whole marathon. I mean, everybody will be playing Howlin' Wolf because he's just the best, and B.B. King, and Muddy Waters, and Albert King, and all the, but they don't have Blind Willie Nilly. Now, he's much less well-known, and he's more modern than some of those older folks, but he's certainly kind of a special personality, and unfortunately, I don't have any of his records, but amazingly enough, I was able to dig up a public service announcement. He did it a couple of years ago for a different station, and he talks about his life and all the things he went through. It's quite a heck of a life, and you know, if you haven't heard of Blind Willie Nilly, or if you haven't seen Blind Willie, well, he hasn't seen you either, check this out. This is here he is. Dig this public service announcement. It's rather longer than most of them. Usually they're a minute long. It's about 10 minutes. But, oh man, the things he says and the life he's lived. I gotta play this for you. Here's Blind Willie Nilly on Dave's Gone By.
This here is a public service announcement, so listen up close. My name is Blind Willie Nilly, and I was born to sharecropper parents in Natchez, Mississippi. And when I was born, both my mama and my daddy were slaves, which was very disturbing since I was born in 1947. Daddy wasn't the sharpest needle in the haystack. In fact, on the day God was handing out brains and courage and decency, Dad got on the big fat drunken asshole line and stayed there. My mama, though, she was different. She used to bend over backwards for us. She also used to bend over backwards for the mailman, the milkman, the iceman, the high school basketball team. My mother was so loose. When I was born, first thing that came out of Mama was Uncle's wristwatch, still in the case. No, but there were good times. I remember my daddy taught me the importance of resting on the Sabbath day, or as he called it, sleeping it off. Daddy wasn't much of a cook, but he did taught me how to fry an egg. First, you gotta get the pan and the grease really hot. Then you gotta press down on the skillet, flip the egg slowly, and then carry it gently to the plate. Only compliment Daddy ever gave me was saying, "Son, you're getting so good at that, one day I just might buy you a spatula." I remember on my 14th birthday, Daddy took me to the local whorehouse. We got to the porch, and he said, "Now, son, don't tell your mama I gave you this $20, because she only gets $15. All right, maybe my childhood wasn't so terrific, but my teen years weren't so hot either. I ran off to be a blues man with a local carnival, calling myself Natchez Willie. But they already had a Natchez Willie, and their Natchez Willie would go up to people and say, 'Punch me in the belly as hard as you can. Don't hold back. Just suck me in the gut.' And people would. And he would die. Every week they have to get a new Natchez Willie. But just my bad luck, it was a Tuesday, so they still had a fresh Natchez Willie who hadn't ruptured yet. So I had to think quick, you see, because I needed a job. So I said, 'Did I say my name was Natchez Willie? My mistake. My real name is Blind Willie Nilly, King of the Blues.' And they say, 'You ain't blind.' And I think quickly again, and I say, 'Well, yes, I am. Look at here.' So I get up and start stumbling around, bumping into things. But they don't believe it, and they say, 'That don't mean you're blind. Maybe you're drunk, or retarded, or stupid.' And I say, 'I am not drunk. I prove to you I am blind.' And I run as fast as I could, right into a door. They still didn't believe me, but lucky for me, the door had two coat hooks right at eye level. Soon as I pulled my eye sockets off of them hooks, I was blind as Helen Keller in a wine cellar. And the men say, 'Well, heck, we would have just called you willy-nilly and left it at that, but since you're blind now, might as well work it.' And from then on, I done sang the blues. People pay a nickel to come into a tent and hear me sing about pain, death, war, humiliation, bestiality, depression, and then I'd charge them a dime to get out of the tent. Made me a pretty good living, enough to buy me a guitar, a banjo, harmonica, a contrabassoon — why the hell I bought that, I still don't know — and a little shack by the railroad tracks. That's where I met my first wife, Muminia. Long, shiny black hair, or at least she said it was hair. I was blind at this point, remember? Soft, round shoulders, or knees, and she had these smooth, sexy teeth. Now, I know those were teeth because I still have the jaw they came in. And what a body she had! Ooh-wee! Warm and tight, with everything in working order. Wiggly toes, elegant fingers. And she had this long extra finger growing right under her belly. Big long thing with two knuckles under it. Kinda got in the way when we would mess around, you know. But she said, 'Oh, don't worry about it. That's just my vestigial finger.' Which was fine, except she kept pointing it at me and it grew it. Oh, son of a bitch, that wasn't no finger! God damn! No wonder that paper cut on the end of it never healed. And no wonder she made those funny noises when she made me kiss the boo-boo. Damn, I should have killed that woman. Or man, whatever she was. But I didn't have to, because she died in the great race riot of 1974. Oh yeah, terrible race riot. We was at the racetrack and a riot broke out. My wife got too close and six horses fell on top of her. Had to call the glue factory, you know. I don't know what they did with the horses. So anyways, I was back on my own, playing my music. And one day, in a club, this man hands me his card. Jake Bernstein, owner and founder of Boogie Time Records. And he said, 'Boy, you're too good to be hiding your light under a bucket.' So a week later, there I was in the heart of the music industry, Bayonne, New Jersey, cutting my first sides for Boogie Time Records. And they was doing disco back then, but I convinced them that without the blues, there'd be no disco. There'd be no rock, no punk, no soul. Alright, there'd still be Clay Aiken, but you hear what I'm saying. So Jake signs me to a lifetime contract, 8 records a year, plus all publishing rights in exchange for paying off my gambling debts. Now, I know that sounds unfair, especially since I didn't gamble, but I was no fool. I consulted a lawyer first. Jake's brother, Saul, was a lawyer, which made it all convenient. And in those first recording sessions, I cut songs like the Hello Blues, the Goodbye Blues, the I'm Just Going to the Bathroom, I'm Not Leaving Yet Blues. And I tell you, those records hit the streets, and they sold by the several. Jake thought I could do even better, so he put me on tour with Jim Nabors. I opened for Jim Nabors 35 times, until I finally said, Jim, stop, you're hurting me. Then, in a little juke joint off Route 182, I met my second wife, Christy. She a pretty white girl, come from old money. And I said, baby, I make that money new again. Was married 6 years, but wasn't meant to be. She wanted children, and I already had children. Somewhere. Plus, every time she brought it up, I could hear the fear in her voice. If we had babies, would they come out like her, or like me? Blind. And I reminded her that I wasn't born blind. But she said, and how come you didn't see it coming? She wasn't the brightest bulb in the marquee. She was so dumb, she'd stare 2 hours at a bottle of orange juice because it said concentrate. So we done broke up. She got my car, my house, my pool. She had to deflate it first. And there I was, back on my lonesome lonesome, pouring my heartache into my music. That was when I wrote the Community Property Blues, the Filthy Lion White Snatch Blues, the I Hope You Die in a Smelting Accident Blues. Oh, I was hurting. I also wrote the Happy Chocolate Ice Cream Polka, but that was for Eurovision. Anyway, since then, I just doing what I do, playing my axe, singing my heart. Or is it singing my axe and playing my heart? Always get them bottled up. And I apologize if I kind of got off track with my life story there. I just here to make a public service announcement to all you kinfolk out there listening. There's so many blind people out there in the world, many of them without eyesight. And you can help. If you can take an hour or two out of your busy week to come down and read to the blind, or help them buy groceries, take them for a doctor visit, you will have such a good feeling, especially when their hands are on your face. And you'll be doing them a precious favor, while in return, you get, well, you won't get anything. Blind people are notoriously cranky and ungrateful, but hey, what makes you think you're special? So, help a blind person today, or a deaf person, or a cripple, or one of them half-cripples who's in a wheelchair but still flops around like a halibut. And when you do, tell them Blind Willie Nilly sent you. No, wait, they'll ask for money. Instead, just sing them this little ditty blues tune from yours truly. It goes, be kind to the blind, 'cause brother, you never know. Pay mind to the blind, 'cause sister, you just never know. One day you find, the next day you go running and poking your eyes out in a motherfucking dough. Thank you. Good night.
Listen to me, hear what I say.
That's right, buddy. Listen to me anytime you want, because Dave's Gone By episodes are preserved on compact disc. Entire shows with a nice cover, track listings, own your favorites, or give a Dave's Gone By CD gift. Dave'sGoneBy.org has an episode guide, and you can order there, too. $12 for CDs, shipping included, but add an extra dollar if you want an autograph. So go to Dave'sGoneBy.org, buy a CD, and listen to me. You know, I played some pretty wrong things on this show. But that one's up there. Oh, I'm so horribly proud of that. You know, I wouldn't be doing this. There's so little reason these days to do radio. I mean, you don't do it for the money, you don't do it for the appreciation, you don't do it for the respect, because, you know, you're not going to get any, certainly not at this radio station. But you do it for the love and for those moments of inspiration and creativity, even if you're the only one who likes them, or because you feel that there's some kinsman out there, or kinswoman, who will appreciate it, who will get it, and will have that laugh or that moment of like, oh my God, there's someone even sicker out there than I am. Well, this is for you. or that message from Blind Willing Illy is for you. And I'll be playing a bunch of other songs for you tomorrow night on the Blues Marathon. Yes, I'm plugging it again on a very different radio station from this one, WUSB FM 90.1 on your dial. If you can't get it on your dial, just go to WUSB.FM on the internet from 6 to 8 p.m. for my little stint in the Blues Marathon. And as I said, I mean, I'll be playing Screamin' Jay Hawkins doing a blues number, one of the funniest things I've ever heard, plus some real kind of sad blues. I'll be playing a couple of songs by Liz Phair, whom I equate with the blues because the songs are just so damn sad. Great stuff. Wonderful stuff. Check it out. And, again, it's about choosing for me. And I spent a good amount of time thinking, well, what constitutes blues? Because I wasn't just going to play the obvious, that four-bar thing, two lines the same, then a different line, then back to a rhyming line in the fourth. I mean, I wanted to mix it up a bit, because that's what it's all about. And I was doing that when I was writing some of my own compositions, God help me, and I'm going to be playing a couple more tomorrow night, and right here, right now. So, yes, there's even more of me to listen to. These are some of the sicker things. One of them is actually, again, in that creative spurt, so to speak, that I had. Can I say spurt? Yes, it's after 11. I can say spurt. In that spurt that I had back when I was writing the Animal Blues and some other things, I wrote another blues number that I looked at this week to try and revive. And so I'm like, I had some trouble with it, so I rewrote half of it, which is kind of cool, you know, to be 30 years older and realize just how lame you were 30 years ago when you were writing songs. But the basic framework holds, I think. So I'm going to be playing the frontal lobotomy blues, followed by something that's much newer and even more depraved, the psycho blues, all on Dave's Gone By. There's nothing else to say. Here's the music.
I raped my mother at the age of 3. The sheriff, he came to my house, said, boy, you coming with me? So I kicked him hard in the groin, and I bit him on the ass. Took me to death row and said, boy, you grind, get the gas. Newspaper called me evil, said I was insane. That's it, said my lawyer. It ain't him, it's his brain. But they didn't send me to no jailhouse. They took me to a home. Give me a frontal lobotomy. Too many chromosomes. Now I'm weak and I'm flabby. I'm dazed and I'm high. Ain't got no libido. I couldn't rape a fly. The men, they all ask me, do I have regrets? Then they make me eat their lit cigarettes. They all call me vegetable and steal all my food. If it wasn't for Roscoe, they'd kill me for good. But he said to protect me the rest of my life. He watches me shower and he calls me his wife. So now I just sit here and I stare into space. And every night Roscoe have sex with my face. They give me the Thorazine as I prazodone. They give me the Melaril. I kinda like that one. And I watch Mr. Rogers. It's really a blast. But I can't understand him. He's just talking too fast. Oh Lord, I'm a zombie. They cut up my mind. All cause of one mistake. in my mother's behind. Searching up people, I'm telling the truth. Don't go rape your mama, unless she is really cute. And even if she is, keep it down in your shorts, before they empty your brain and erase all your thoughts. Well, that's my sad story. Have pity on me, 'cause I'm stuck here forever. Frontal lobotomy. Well, I got up this morning and I had sex with my terrier. Well, I got up this morning and had sex with my terrier. She was long and lean, vicious and mean, just like my mama, but hairier. Oh. Well, I went down the road and I raped my neighbor's cow. Yeah, I went down the road and I raped my neighbor's cow. She gave a shudder when I sliced off her udder. She's just a meat pile now. Oh. And I got in my car and I drove 130 miles an hour. I just got in my car and I drove 130 miles an hour. A cop gave chase, so I blew off his face. His blood hit me like a shower. Oh. When I got to my office, I set my desk on fire. All the papers, all the files, the whole damn desk on fire. I made my boss put his hand in it. I made his boss go stand in it. I laughed as the flames rose higher. Then I ran out the door with a hostage at my side. Yeah, I ran out the door with a hostage at my side. I loosened my grip, then I shot her in the hip. She let out a fart when she died. Ooh. Well, I ran to my friends who let me in, no questions asked. Yeah, I found my old friends who let me in, no questions asked. Soon as they turned their backs, I grabbed Mr. Axe. Now I use their skins for masks. Uh-huh. You know, I used to be normal, but now I'm not so sure. I used to be normal, but now I'm not so sure. Once I asked my shrink, what do you think? Then I buried him deep in manure. Oh. So now I'm driving down the highway, heading to a town near you. See me coming down the highway, heading to a town near you. Hide your children, hide your pets, 'cause I ain't done killing yet. I got handcuffs and a gun, 'cause I feel like having fun. I got arrows, I got knives, just the size for taking lives. I got a dagger, I got a sword, got grenades for when I'm bored. I'll drive 700 miles just to do something vile.
If you see me anywhere, write a will and say a prayer, 'cause you're through psycho blues. Psycho blues. Psycho blues.
Print it, copy it, send it as a gift. All that and more at Hewlett Minuteman Press, your full-service printer, family-owned and operated since 1975. Photocopying, invitations, and engraved gifts. Minuteman, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett. Call 516-569-5577. 569-5577. On the web at HewlettMinutemanPress.com. Mention Dave's Gone By and get 10% off.
Oh, yes, indeed, this world is a wonderful place because it has Dave's Gone By in it every Sunday night from 11 to midnight. Thanks so much for being with me, but we're not done yet. We're moving away from the blues stuff, which, of course, I will remind you about once again towards the end of the show. But we want to bring the mood down a little bit to something sad, but I just played a song about a psychotic person killing people. So, actually, it's a little more upbeat than that. Two people died. Only two people died. Well, that I'm going to talk about. We lost, in the past few days, Jan Murray, a comedian, and Lloyd Richards, a director, and just wanted to talk a little bit about each, because I had special impressions of each. Now, Murray was born Murray Janofsky in the Bronx, and he took that name, Jan Murray, for obvious ethnic reasons. He was born on October 4th, 1916, and died on July 2nd, just before the holiday. He was 89 years old. You know, it tells you something that he got his start in TV after radio in the very early 50s in a show called Song for Sale. That started in radio and then moved to TV. His most famous show was actually 40 years ago called Treasure Hunt. And he did a couple of game shows, and that was kind of what he was best known for, as well as subbing for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. And Murray got his sense of humor because his mother would take him to the burlesque and vaudeville shows of the time, and then when she got ill fairly early in his life, he would still go and then come back to her bedside and do the routines that he saw in these shows. And that he then brought to the Catskills, where he became what they call a tumbler, not just a performer who would get up on stage and do the big shows, but he'd just wander around among the guests, around the pool, in the eating areas, and talk to them and be funny and do shtick. And that was as important to the Catskills experience as anything else was. So he brought all that to bear and had a pretty good career, I would say, for 30, 40 years, even if he wasn't kind of this old-timer of that circuit by the end of it. And the last times that we saw him for several years, and the reason I wanted to mention him, was he was the first host of the Chabad Lubavitch Telethon back in 1980. And I didn't remember this, but he was the co-host, because Carol O'Connor was with him doing it. And if you figure what a ridiculous combination that is, well, that was part of the charm of that telethon. O'Connor was doing it because he lost a son to drug use, and Chabad, especially at that time, its main thing was, we're raising money, it isn't a religious thing, and it's specifically to get young people off of drugs, get them into treatment centers. So O'Connor was really into that. And of course, Kunin, the rabbi there, reached out to the community, and he got all these Los Angeles people and producer Jerry Weintraub, and the early telethons were mad. They were nuts. They were, you know, kind of low budget. It was live. They were about 4 or 5 hours long, and they would start in chaos and then spin further out into the stratosphere of chaos beyond that. Now they've been doing it for so many years, there's more money, there's more, they can do it almost in their sleep. Or Jerry Weintraub seems to when he's on camera. But back then, you just never knew. I mean, you had, you know, them pulling women who had just given donations off to shake the rabbi's hand, and they'd pull her away and say, "No, don't touch the rabbi! You can't! Unclean!" And then when they did a tote, it was that first year, they weren't even expecting it. They did a tote, and I think they reached like $500,000. And they were so excited, the rabbis came out and started dancing around, and the band started up and accompanying them. Well, that wasn't really intentional.
And then they started doing it again and again. And they would dance for like 5 minutes. Now, when you see it in September, October, around the holidays, the toque goes, the rabbis dance for about 45 seconds, and it's off to commercial. I mean, it was so great back then. And Murray was part of that shtick. He was good in that kind of old-timey way. So I'm going to miss... He hasn't been the host of that telethon in a long time, but I miss him doing that, and miss him a bit, you know, in the world. So rest easy, Jan Murray. And also want to say, you know, good words about Lloyd Richards, who died on his 87th birthday, born and died on June 29th. His main thing was he was the guy who directed A Raisin in the Sun, and he did it because he was trying to make his way as an actor, which was not easy. You know, if you were black, there were incredibly limited opportunities back then. But he got in with theater companies, and he was good friends with Sidney Poitier. And Poitier brought him the play and said, you know, please direct this. And through that, he molded a career. He became the dean of Yale Drama School and the artistic director of Yale Repertory Theater. And then through all of that, he helped discover August Wilson and directed some of his plays, Wilson, of course, being one of the major dramatists of the latter 20th century. And I was not a friend of or a bare acquaintance of Richards, but I knew him from being at the Eugene O'Neill Center, where I spent a month as a critic, and he would introduce every single time a play would go up there, and they would do what they would do is get these young playwrights, or even older ones, who were working on pieces that had promise, and put them up in front of an audience after just a week or two of stage reading rehearsals. And then, you know, people would get comments and suggestions and see how it worked. And he would introduce them with very similar spiels each time, because he had to do it two or three times a day every day for 3 weeks. But he did it tirelessly in a very gentle kind of a way. He had a quiet demeanor, and yet you knew he had a temper. You didn't want to cross him, and yet you knew he was this special dynamo who accomplished so much. So I want to wish him also a good, and I hope he's doing more plays up there. I really do. And you know, so that when we go into our final rest, there'll be plays for us to watch and enjoy. So bye-bye to Jan Murray and bye-bye to Lloyd Richards. But I'm not saying bye-bye to you yet. Got some more to talk about and more music to play. I'll get to them right after this.
Psst, you want to buy a watch? No? How about a dishwasher? Vacation to Europe? Well, what's wrong with selling my stuff this way? How else? Advertise on Dave's Gone By? Take a 30- or 60-second ad on the radio? I can't afford that. I can, and I'll reach thousands of listeners all over America? How do I... Dave'sGoneBy.org has all the info, huh? Great card and everything? Done deal! Hey, before I go, wanna buy a raincoat full of watches?
Yes, a raincoat full of watches. That's a good line. Perhaps not to open a blues song, but somewhere in a blues song.
I got a raincoat full of watches.
No, that's more Tom Waits kind of blues. But anyway, it has not been bluesful at all for me to be here with you on this hour of Dave's Gone By. Got to thank again our sponsors, Hewlett Minuteman Press. They're on Broadway in Hewlett and right near that new Lohman shoe store. Great place, 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. So, and Dave's Gone By listeners get 10% off subscriptions to Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine. Go to performingartsinsider.com to find out about that. And also, thanks to mortgagesrock.com. Check them out. That's the place to learn about getting mortgages and how to give other people mortgages. Thank you to my beloved and wonderful wife who called in to tell me earlier how much she liked the music. And, you know, that's what wives are supposed to do. You're supposed to lie to your husband. And, well, I was going to thank Jeff Goodman, but he never made it during the show. I was hoping he would and get him on mic for a little bit, but hoping to see him later and hoping to get him back on the air very soon. Reminding you also to catch vintage episodes of Dave's Gone By Saturday nights at 11 on DFSX Radio. That's web radio. It's not satellite, and it's free. All you got to do is go to DFSXradio.com, and they just redid the website, made it a lot clearer, finally, so you can sort of navigate your way around. And you can click, and Saturday nights for an hour, you can listen to a vintage episode of Dave's Gone By. And again, reminding you, well, I'll save that for the very, very end, but I want to also do some notes about some friends of the show, people who have appeared on the program and, you know, have been really good guests and very active and busy. First of all, saying hey to Mike Shiley, who has a new documentary. He was the guy who went to Iraq and did a documentary inside Iraq, The Untold Stories, which was quite good. Then, as we were discussing on the air, his next project was to go down to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina and see what was happening with the 50,000 dogs and cats that were left behind after the terrible storm. You know, brave rescuers tried to save about 10,000 of them. So he was following the rescues with a camera, and now he's finished that. It's just finished on DVD. It's called Dark Water Rising, The Truth About Hurricane Katrina Animal Rescues. All the info about that is at darkwaterrising.com from Mike Shiley. Also want to say hey to Karen Young. Now, she was on our show in the very first year. We did a Halloween episode that remains one of my favorites, and she was a really great guest and took part in a couple of comedy sketches that she did. She was really, really cool, and, you know, she had some work on The Sopranos recently. That's where you might know her the best. But now she's in a new movie. She's co-starring in a film called Heading South with Charlotte Rampling about these white women who go to a resort in Haiti, and they end up cavorting with black beach boys there. And some of the reviews saying it's kind of a Lifetime softcore, you know, high-level porny sort of a thing, and others are finding real political resonance in the fact that, you know, they're using these men and they're rich and et cetera. See for yourself. Some of the reviews were very good, and almost all of them said the acting was terrific. So the director is Lauren Kanté, and so it's called, again, Heading South with Karen Young. And she's a cutie, so you'll definitely go see. Maybe you'll even see her naked. Anywho, oh yes, one more person. I don't know whether you get to see her naked. No, she wouldn't, because she's directing a show. Lorca Perez is directing the play What Comes Next by Pamela A. Popeson. It's a quirky modern American road story set on the wagon train trail during the latter days of the Western expansion. Her lover wants her to go to Canada instead, so she ends up getting advice from Ulysses S. Grant and Tammy Wynette. Well, they did say it was quirky. Anyway, that's playing at the Access Theater at 380 Broadway. It opens on July 8th, and it runs through the end of July. That's Lorca Perez. She was on a couple of weeks ago. She was directing another show with Blanche Baker. Also, very quickly, want to say, hey, to Dottie Berman. Her song, Let's Have a PC Holiday, is a top 20 finalist in the 2005 Unisong International Song Contest. You can hear the song on Dottie's CD, When the Palm Trees Grow in Central Park. Well, congratulations to Dottie, and good luck to her, and good luck to everybody, and me too, tomorrow night, when I'll be on, I'll say this one last time, WUSB-FM 90.1, also WUSB.FM, to listen on the internet, 6 to 8 o'clock as part of the Blues Marathon then. But I will be back on GBB next Sunday, 11 o'clock, for the 180th episode of Dave's Gone By. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz. Good night, turn blue, and gone by. Got a bag of CDs and a mic in my face. I don't get paid. What am I doing in this place? In the middle of Suffolk on a college station. This is why I majored in communications. Well, what can you do? I guess it's tails I lose. I got the 90.1 FM WUSB Blues. The shelves are falling, the carpet reeks. The overnight guy hasn't bathed for weeks. The turntable's broken, the delay button's stuck. Ain't nothing I can do if someone says funny, but it's true. Everything's coming unglued. I got the WUSB Stony Brook Blues. All these marathons create preemption hell. What's next? A 10-day tribute to Esquivel. Get a clue. What are we gonna do with you? It can drive you to booze, the WUSB Blues. The signal's so low, a high jumper could clear it. That's why half of the school can't hear it. The digicart works, but I don't know how. So it's 5 straight hours of democracy now. There's a cell phone on the floor, but I don't know whose. If I call, will they rescue me from the USB blues? Just when you think you can't take no more, FCC comes knocking at the door. They ask for the books and the EAS. Grit your teeth and say, yes, 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 give them the tour. Kiss their shoes. Or get the $325,000 violation blues. But when I listen to all the other stations on the dial, I turn them off and I have to smile. From reggae to folk, from country to funk, oh, we play jewels while they play junk, it's true. It's the place I choose. I'm proud to be infected with the WUSB blues. Yeah, we're FCC inspected with the WUSB blues. The selected, respected, perfected 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook freeform non-commercial blues.